Welcome to the Sunday Show with Neil De Beer, the president of the United Independent Movement, back with us today. Welcome, Neil.
Oh, I don't know why I always say this, but when I say it, I mean it. And I just want to say what a privilege to be back. What does that mean, privilege to be back? Well, we created this show on a Sunday many, many months ago. We have never looked back. We have had thousands, if not by the hundreds of thousands, listening in on Sunday. And I wanted to know, Chris, do we add value? And boy, did we get a smack back, you know. And it was as if, how could you ask? And I think what we bring back is the truth, Chris. We summarize the truth. We are not scared of it. And every day that I work on this show with you during the week, we get success on success. We get it because the readers, the listeners, our customers like what we are doing. So, you know, we've gone through 2 weeks now where I've just been a bit of down on tests. But I'm here. I'm sun and shining your hope for everybody. And for you and for all our South Africans. Today I'd like to cover that, you know. I'd like to cover what's going on and where are we with certain matters like crime intelligence, politics, etc.
Before we start, I just want to tell you, I've had hundreds of messages wishing you well, people praying for you, Neil. They've missed you so much. And along with them, I'm so grateful that you are here with me today. So we haven't had a chance to discuss what we're going to talk about today. So I'm going to let you have the open mic. Shall we start with crime intelligence?
I think crime intelligence would like to us to have a closed mic. That's my bloody opinion. I don't like that. I think today they would rather have a clothing mic. In actual fact, I think they don't want a mic at all. I love on nothing. Stop the need. No, we are not going to give that to them. Because in the past 2 weeks, we've had now the declaration of the president for this commission, another commission, another investigation, and it's going to bear what? Now, I've said this to me. Neil, don't be harsh. Put it on the table. But I can tell you that the South African public are heartful. Hulle is murtig. They do not want another commission and another complication because they're not commissions. They're complications because they're a way that Cyril puts things aside. This is how he gets it right. He takes it, he puts it in a commission, he appoints a commissioner, and they take 6 months. They take a year. They take a year, they take 2 years, and then they take 3 years. And then they take R1 billion. And what they come with is what the previous commission has come up with. This is a wasteful expenditure of government money. This is a direct dilution of our capital as taxpayers to get to the point. We know again who they are. We never know what they've done. They should be now indicted, summoned, and they should be accused or prosecuted. That's it, Chris. Klar.
Well, Neil, apart from the crisis in the South African police force linked to politics, there has been the politics itself as well internationally with our missing U.S. envoy, Mr. B.C. Jonas, and the African National Congress, SG, basically telling the US that they can bring on sanctions. I don't know if he understands what personal sanctions would actually mean on ANC leaders, for ANC leaders.
Chris, they know nothing. The ANC knows nothing. I am not telling you now, I have put my finger in the salt. It's salty. I put in the honey. The honey came in bees. I put my finger in the fire, my fire. Looked at me and he said, I'm a fire. And he burned my finger as well. So fire, honey, sweet, taste, procurements, committees, this is rubbish. You know, in Isikosa we say, yo, you're dumb. And they are now trying to ask us as the nation to buy into this dumbness. And we are not going to, Chris. We are much more educated than before. We know much more what before. And we're not going to stand back now. I've asked bigger parties than us, parties that are supposed to have bigger guts than us, bigger rugby balls than us, to take them to court and to prosecute them. It's not happening, Chris. Those bells are being rung. There's no tingling in the sound. I see us ourselves having to totally re-educate and totally rebuild the policing service of this country. They've annihilated himself. What General Makwanazi came up with in his open press ballot, I must tell you,
this is irregular. This is a provincial commissioner that accuses the national minister, Minister Umtchulu, that minister is corrupt. He says it. We are not talking about a private company that's committing fraud, IAJ or whichever other net bank or Pepcora, Pick Up Pay. We're not talking about them. We're talking about state institution. We're talking about the very people that must arrest those. It's in our system. It's shocking, Chris. It's annihilating us. And I am at that point where I'm saying I think the people have surrendered. We will never surrender, though, Chris. You and I, Khayyab Ghini. But they have brought us now to this. And I'm sorry to say, if we don't have civilian action against these people, we're not going to get action at all.
Well, while you were away, Neil, I don't know if you saw, you were accused of spearheading the hashtag ANC must fall movement, like you are leading a revolution.
Didn't know I have so much power. Wow. If I have that power, God, why didn't I use it a year ago? No, I am not that person. If I was the one to spearhead the downfall of this ANC, trust me, it wouldn't take that long. And the other point is, the ANC is doing it themselves to themselves. The ANC is destroying each other. So I don't think they need my help. Now, maybe a bit of a push, a bit of a nudge. But me, I don't need to destroy them. I look at them every day. I look how they fall. I look how they mumble. I look how they do a mini foo bar a day. Chris, they are going to annihilate themselves. Say what you want to the people that sit in the MK. They make the most terrible mistakes, yet they survive. And that is very odd. You know, that's very funny. You know, they still get it right. So, no, I would like to take
Do you have
that
a message for Cyril Ramaphosa, President Cyril Ramaphosa?
Yeah, wake up, resign. As a human being, as a South African, Mr. Ramaphosa Matamela, can't you see the sign? Can't you see they don't like you? Can't you see that they are conspiring against you? Can't you see they are belittling you? Can't they see you at this current moment as their main target? No matter if they are losing or if they are dying themselves. This is something that they are creating themselves. We're just sitting by the fire, and every 2 minutes we just knock a quirky.
Have you seen, Neil, seven legacy foundations, including the Thabo Mbeki Foundation and the F.W. de Klerk Foundation, have withdrawn from the National Dialogue Task Team? So,
yeah, slowly but surely all of them will leave the rat's cage. I think slowly but surely all of them, like I spoke to some of them, all of them are really currently embarrassed now being part of it. As a lot of them at the end of the day, they try to like themselves. Listen, if that thing scatters, everybody runs.
So I'm telling you, Chris, at this current moment, Cyril stepped down. If I were you, no matter of royalty, no matter of governance, no matter of your substance, is going to help you now, son. You are going to just fall on your own sword, which you promised to, by the way, but you didn't find it. And then a message to the ANC. You are no longer the power you were. The day that you could wake up, get rid of your belly dummy, and walk on your own. I think that day people will look and go, okay, maybe what is that dummy? That dummy is recognizing again and again what you have not done, not what you have done. You have failed. You have failed on every basis in every department. So both of you, yay, you, sorry, and I'm going to say it in an Afrikaans language if you haven't got it, suddenly see it, oh, I saw my tsakma. And with tsak, we've had enough of you. If you come to Cape Town, you land, we'll tell you that 3 times and even make a banner in the right colors.
Neil, so many people in this country have lost hope. What do you say to them? Your voice really matters.
Chris, I fight on all sides. You know, I'm in a fight for my life. I'm in a fight for this country. I'm in a fight for the person that walks the street, man. I wake up every day, I look at the orange peeler, the juicer, the secretary, the person putting in my petrol. And I look at them because they are the real people. And I go, don't give up. Don't you give up. And then suddenly an whim, probably 71 years old, comes to me at the one and only. I'm getting on milk and he looks at me and he goes, yeah, yeah. Money, jy opgee nie, ons het jou nodig. That's what gives me hope. And that is what should give South Africa hope. We still have the finest produce. We still have the finest kids. Will grow up to the finest gentlemen and girls. And my message to them is, cause drama car. Let's carry each other. We'll have prognosis next Sunday. We are having a total collection of where we are, by the way. Next year, next week, Sunday, we're doing what I would call half the mass. So our program is going to be fantastic because we're talking about where are we? Before this dialogue, where are we? And that should be very interesting. On basics, on results, and not what the other men say, nya, 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 nya. What do we think as South Africa? And then we'll put it to the table and see. Because facts don't lie. I look forward to that. But I love this country and I love its people. The facts that we put here about the fact that crime intelligence can't even understand who's currently heading crime intelligence at the moment. So if you don't even know who is leading you, then who do you know to follow? So yeah, we'll look at what happens this week with the settling of the so-called structure, the appointment of the chairmen of these commissions, and let's see what interesting pops out, because whoever they pop out as the leader, you will know who they put aside.
Lastly, Neil, you have fought so many battles in your life on different sides so bravely, and you have survived so much. Give me and the nation that one piece of wisdom that will carry us.
I think one of the pieces of wisdom I would like to pray for is wisdom. But, you know, it's saying...
That's why I'm asking. I need it.
Comes in time. But one wise thing I heard from a prolific gentleman about 12 years ago was when you sit down and you worry about the next day, it means that you cannot do anything about today or yesterday. You have moved on worrying about tomorrow. Do not worry about what is happening the next day. Worry that you carried your well and your soul the past day to the best of your ability. Once you've done that, once you can stand proud about yesterday, you will always look forward to tomorrow. And that's what I want to tell the people, and God bless them.
Thank you, Neil. It was wonderful to have you with me today. The viewers are going to be elated and grateful that you gathered the strength to share your wisdom and your insights with us today. And we're looking forward to seeing you next Sunday. That is Neil De Beer, President of the United Independent Movement, with me, Christine, on The Sunday Show. Thank you, Neil.